This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we concluded verse 29 in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a strong warning for those who choose to indulge in kufr and disbelief. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. Surely we have prepared hellfire for the oppressors and the criminals and the sinners and the disbelievers. نَارًا fire. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. They will be surrounded by the walls of fire. Of course, not literal walls, meaning surrounded by the flames of hellfire. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ. And if they ask for help and assistance, they will be aided, not aided in the sense of aid, but this is what would be given to them. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ. They will be given water, كَالْمُهْلِ, which in its appearance will be so unpleasant and so despicable that it would look like the residue of oil, and its intensity and the heat would be such that yashwil wuju. Shawa yashwi in Arabic, like when you barbecue or you braai, it would actually completely melt and eat and burn your skin. Bi'sa sharab, a terrible drink. Wasa'at murtafaqa, and an evil abode. In Arabic, you have two words that denote something evil, unpleasant, and wicked. So you have bi'sa and you have sa'a, and you contrast that with two words that denote something of excellence and greatness, and that is ni'ma and habbada. In Arabic grammar, they talk of makhsus bil madah and makhsus bil dham. So bi'sa sharab, what an evil drink. You know, my brother and my sister, sometimes you're traveling and probably you in a desert, and for an extended period there is no gas station or any garage or any convenience store or any 7-Eleven or any place where you can stop by, and you feel this extreme thirst, and then somebody offers you a bottle of water, but because with heat exposure, etc., the water is hot, it doesn't look too pleasant. Many people have consumed water from that bottle. So you look at it and for a moment you're like, no, it's fine, I won't have. You know what, soon hopefully there will be some water and I can get myself some chilled water, some cold water. But after a period of time, when the thirst becomes intense and your lips are parched and dry, and then you have to reluctantly look back into that same bag and drink of that very water, which just few minutes back you said, no, I'm not going to have it. Well, this is the crisis of the occupants of hell. You don't want to drink because what is presented is not palatable, but there is nothing else presented to you or offered to you. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. And they will be given boiling water, which will then burn their intestines, which will burn their intestines. May Allah protect us. So, bi'sa sharab, an evil drink, wasa'at murtafaqa, and an unpleasant resting place. The Ahlul Lugha, the linguists say, irtifaq is murtafaqa, is ismu dharf. So you have dharf makan, dharf zaman. That is either to denote a venue or a time. And here it is to denote a venue. And if you dissect the word irtifaq, irtafaqa, yartafiqu, irtifaq, then it literally means to take your hand, put it under your cheek and rest and recline, which commonly is the expression of a person who is quite relaxed. You know what, you bathing in the sun, you basking in the sun, you relaxing at the ocean, you just chilling outside, and you're probably reading a book or just enjoying the breeze. So that is irtifaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the dwellers of paradise as ni'mat thawab wa hasunat murtafaqa, which is following through in verse 32, that they will have a pleasant drink and a lovely abode. So Allah contrasts that by saying, these people's resting abode will be a wicked resting abode. These people's place of resting will not be pleasant in any way. May Allah protect us. I came across an incident under this very ayat in Tanwirul Adhan that Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah once passed by a child that was playing. He took a step ahead of him and then he had a reflection and he said, you know what? Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusallimu ala sibyan. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet children. So let me greet this little boy. Subhanallah. Again, an objective pause here. The richness of our teachings, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet children. What a holistic religion. What an important aspect of our life we tend to overlook. Was it not Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu on the day of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On the day of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the most difficult day. Ya laytani haythu nubbi'tu al-ghadata bihi qalu ar-rasulu qad amsa mayyitan faqida layta al-qiyamata qamat 'inda mahlikihi kay la nara ba'dahu malan wala walada walastu asa 'ala shay'in fuj'tu bihi بعد الرسول إذ أمسى ميتا فقدا كم لي ببعدك من هم ينصبني إذا تذكرت أني لا أراك أبدا. My word. In the Diwan of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, I personally read these couplets in which he expresses his pain, his emotions over the tragic demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya laytani haythu nubbi'tu al-ghadata bihi qalu ar-rasulu qad amsa mayyitan faqida. I wish at that moment when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, layta al-qiyamata qamat 'inda mahlikihi, I wish his demise was followed through with qiyamah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away and immediately qiyamah occurred. Kay la nara ba'dahu malan wala walada. So we don't have to go back to our family and meet one another and continue life on earth. Kay la nara ba'dahu malan wala walada. Falastu asa 'ala shay'in fuj'tu bihi ba'da ar-rasuli idh amsa mayyitan fuqida. Nothing will toll more heavy on me. Nothing will toll more heavy on me after contending with the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then these couplets give me a shiver in my back. Kam li bi bu'dika min hammin. Kam li bi bu'dika min hammin yunassibuni. Iza tadhakkartu anni la araka abada. So in Arabic you have kam, that denotes takfir, and kam, that is istifham. One is a question, you know, kam umruk, kam sinnuk, what is your age? And one is kam, is to denote excessive, abundance, a large quantity. Kam qasamna min qaryatin kanat zalima. Kam qasamna. How many communities and localities we crushed and destroyed and annihilated, to denote takfir. Kam li bi bu'dika min hammin. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I simply cannot quantify and put in words how much I will yearn and pine, cry, wail and sob, knowing very well anni la araka abada, that for as long as I remain alive, I will never see you again, oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, it was the day of the demise of Nabi alayhi salam that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes out from the blessed and the sacred masjid of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he sees Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He pauses for a moment with this colossal burden and grief that is tolling on him. He embraces this child. He hugs this child. And then he says to Ali radiallahu anhu, Shibhun Nabi, Laysa Shabihan bi Ali. He is a replica. He is a replica of his maternal granddad. That is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he does not have the features of his father as much as he resembles Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the scholars have written that from the head to the belly button, Hassan radiallahu anhu resembled the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hussein radiallahu anhu from the belly button going down resembled the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Fatima radiallahu anha, مَا كَانَتْ مِشْيَتُهَا تُخْطِئُ مِنْ مِشْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Her walk was an absolute replica of the walk of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what did I say? Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, notwithstanding how busy he was, what a challenging day it was in his life, yet Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه embraced the child. So Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah goes back and he greets the little boy and he says, Assalamu alaykum. He greets the boy. So the boy responds and says, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh then asks him, Mal farqu bayn al-aqli wa nafsi. I read it in Tanweer al-Adhan under this very ayah. What is the difference between the human intellect and the human nafs, the ego? So the young boy says, نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي مَنَعَتْكَ عَنِ السَّلَامِ وَعَقْلُكَ الَّذِي حَرَّدَكَ عَلَيْهِ It was your ego that told you, just walk by, carry on. And it was your intellect that said, no, come back, take a step back and greet. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to greet children. Children, إِنَّا نَغْدُ لِأَجْلِ السَّلَامِ إِنَّا نَغْدُ لِأَجْلِ السَّلَامِ That companion radiallahu anhu would go to the marketplace. And someone asked him, but you go there, you don't buy, you don't sell, you don't transact. Why do you go? He said, we go there to greet people. We go there to greet people. Inna naghdu li ajli salam. Was it not Muhammad ibn Sirin? Muhammad ibn Sirin, the great tabi'i. Kana idha ishtadda al-duha yanzilu ala suq al-basra. As the sun would become intense and the day would become hot, Muhammad ibn Sirin would go to the marketplace. And what would he do? يُوَزِّعُ الْبَسَمَاتِ يُوَزِّعُ الْبَسَمَاتِ He would just go and spread cheerfulness and spread a smile and greet people. وَيُمَازِحُهُمْ And then he would have a light moment with someone, share some humor with another, cheer a third person. وَلِذَلِكَ أَحَبُّوهُ وَحَشَرُوا فِي دَرْسِهِ And they say that was the catalyst that attracted people to his discourse. In his period, it was rich with erudite scholars. There were many scholars of hadith, but the likes of Muhammad bin Sirin would witness this huge audience of people. It was because of his softness, his love, his warm demeanor. So what is the difference between the human intellect and the human ego? He said, it is your human ego that told you walk away, and it's your intellect that told you come back and greet. Then Malik bin Dinar asked him, لِمَ تَلْعَبُ بِالتُّرَابِ Why are you playing in the dust and the sand? He said, لِأَنَّا خُلِقْنَا بِالتُّرَابِ وَنَعُودُ إِلَيْهِ We've been created from sand and we will return to dust. لِمَ تَبْكِي وَتَضْحَكْ I see while you're playing, occasionally there's a tear trickling down and occasionally there's a smile on your face. Wow, can you imagine this is someone, you know, indulging in supposedly something futile. What was the condition of the people of that time? This is what just puzzles me away. This is a child playing. I don't have that level of conviction while I'm performing my prayer, while I'm doing a circuit around the Kaaba, while I'm reciting the Quran. Malik bin Dinar is asking this young boy, but why is it when you're playing, sometimes there's a smile and sometimes there's a tear? He said, إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي أَضْحَكْ وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ عَذَابَ رَبِّي أَبْكِي. Sometimes I just have a flash of hell and then the tears just trickle down. And sometimes I just think of Jannah and then it's just this joy that translates in my face and the smile. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ, that was verse 29. It's a wicked drink, it's an evil drink. وَسَاءَتْ سَائِئِسْ فَيْلَذَمْ. In grammar, it then follows after it, مَخْصُوصْ بِالذَمْ مُرْتَفَقَ. I told you, إِرْتَفَقَ يَرْتَفِقُ إِرْتِفَاقْ. To put your hand تَحْتَ الْخَدْ, beneath your cheek, and beneath your cheek, and then, you know, recline. So this is actually an expression of someone in peace, who's tranquil, who's relaxed, who's chilled. And to contrast that, you know what, their place of resting of the criminals will not be a pleasant one. We move on, verse 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, verily those who perform, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who bring iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and perform righteous deeds. Perform righteous deeds. إِنَّا, verily us, لَا نُضِيعُ, we will not allow the good of the noble to go unrewarded. We will not let the good go in vain. It will never be futile. The prerequisite, of course, is faith. Because if you do good, if you do good and there is an iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. A verse of the 19 Juz, first page, Surah Furqan. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. And we will focus towards the actions of the disbelievers. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We will reduce it to scattered dust. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. The example of the actions of those who disbelieved in Allah. Chapter 13, Juz 13, Surah Al-Ra'd. أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their actions, كَرَمَادٍ, like ashes. اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ, on which a strong wind blows. فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ, on a day of strong winds. Can you imagine? It's ashes and then the strong gusty winds that are blowing. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِمَّا شَيْءٍ. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. They were not able to secure or procure anything of what they did. And yet again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 18th juz, in Surah An-Nur, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ. Those who have disobeyed Allah, who have made kufr, their good actions, and this is what the scholars have mentioned, although the translation here is, أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their actions, ka, like sarab, a mirage, a reflection, an optical illusion, كَسَرَابٍ. So you think you've done something and it's tangible and it will rescue you. بِقِيعَةٍ, in a desert, يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً, which a thirsty person perceives to be water and comforts himself. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدُهُ شَيْئًا. But when you arrive there, you will find nothing. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, and you will find your death. And thereafter, you know what? They will be retribution and compensation for the pious. So this is with regards to the actions of those whose actions are not followed by virtue. Of course, in this world, for the good that you do, you will be compensated. Without iman, if you've done any good action, it will yield you benefit in this world. They will be temporary, material, transitory returns of it, in the form of fame, in the form of prominence, in the form of good health, in the form of recognition, etc. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In Akhirah, there will be nothing for these people. Okay, so for the believers, verse 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who bring iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَضَاعَ يُضِيعُ, we will not allow their good actions to go wasted. Ajra, compensation, man who أحسن, performed good, عملا, a deed. So that's the beauty, my brother. Of course, like I said, we ask Allah to keep us with iman. Because if a person leaves this world with iman, then you know what? Even the utterance of a subhanallah will rescue you. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرٍ, whoever did an iota, an atom of good, يَرَهُ, he will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ, and whoever did an iota of evil, yarahu, he will see it. And there are so many examples in this regard where a person performed a good action and he forgot about it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present it to him, and that would be a cause of his deliverance and rescue. The famous hadith that a person will come and his scales will be brought up, and then kullu sijillim mithla maddil basar, and all these records and scrolls and documents of all his actions will be placed. Right, there's this whole academic discussion, under the verse and the very last hadith of Bukhari. And probably you've attended a graduation ceremony and seen the last hadith and heard, last hadith been recited. بَابُ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ تُوزَنَ وَقَالَ مُجَاهِدُ الْقِسْطَاسُ الْعَدْلُ بِالرُّومِيَّةِ وَيُقَالُ الْقِسْطُ مَصْدَرُ الْمُقْسِطِ وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُ فَهُوَ الْجَائِرُ وَبِهِ حَدَّثَنَا أَحْمَدُ بْنُ أَشْكَابَ أَوْ إِشْكَابَ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا. The whole hadith continues, the last hadith with which Imam Bukhari has concluded his compilation. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ, the scales of justice will be placed, and وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ تُوزَنَ, the actions and the utterances of man will be weighed. So now this is what was the debate and is the debate. Would it be the recordings in the books that will be weighed, or the actual action that will be weighed? You know, as in your salah will be given a form, your recitation, your charity, your ablution. And today it's very easy. People can monitor your sugar, monitor your temperature, monitor your the fat in your body, monitor so many things which are intangible, can be measured, can be quantified. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the absolute power. So the hadith says a person will appear and his records will be presented, and there will be no good to him. It will be his evil scales will be heavier. And then a piece of paper will be brought, and on that would be inscribed the kalima. And when that would be placed on the scale of good deeds, it will then tip the scale, and his scale of good deeds would become heavier than that of his evil deeds. And then the decision of Jannah will be made. So my brother, my sister, verse 30, the message is continue performing good deeds. Whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And that's the beauty. You will be punished for the wrong, but rewarded for the good. Human nature is that when things go pear-shaped, then we discredit all the good. This is unfortunate. So you would hear an employee saying, you know, I've worked for 30 years, last 2 years have been rocky. Yeah, well, when I left, they didn't give me a package, they didn't give me a payout, they didn't give me, a farewell feast, they didn't see me off well. Or on the other hand, things go pear-shaped, and then the employer will say, but you know, I had empowered this man, he was looking for employment, I set him up, I gave him a car, I bought him a house, I sent him for holidays. And now when things change, you know what, he could throw all my 30 years of kindness to him just behind him. Take the case of marriage, unfortunately, and I sit in these marriage arbitrations so often and so repeated. And when things become ugly, then we discredit everything. We just throw it out of the window. But the kindness and the justice of Allah is, if you've done something wrong, there will be retribution for the wrong. But if you've done good, there will be compensation. So if perchance, Allah forbid, you spent a Saturday night in a casino, you spent a night in a club and a pub, you did the wrong, but you prayed your Isha, you will be rewarded for that Isha and punished for that wrong. I'm not advocating that, you know what, perform Isha and then go to the wrong place. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you came out of a casino, Allah forbid, and after that you helped a poor person or you gave food to someone, you will be rewarded for your charity and you will be punished for your act of zina, immorality, promiscuity, gambling, whatever it is. So that's the beauty of Islam. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. Ibn Asakir makes mention of a narration that a person once came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he asked Ali radiallahu anhu, he said to Ali, and so beautiful, he said, إِنَّ لِي إِلَيْكَ حَاجَةً, I have a particular need from you. رَفَعْتُهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَرْفَعَهَا إِلَيْكَ, I've presented my need to Allah and now I'm presenting it to you. فَإِنْ أَنْتَ قَضَيْتَهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ وَإِنْ أَنْتَ لَمْ تَقْضِهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَعَذَرْتُكَ, if you can fulfill my need, I will thank Allah and I will be grateful to you. And if you cannot fulfill my need, I will still thank Allah and I will excuse you. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Uktub ala al-ardi fa inni akrahu an ara dhulla su'ali fi wajhik. Can you express your need by writing it on the ground? Because I don't like somebody to humble themselves before me. I don't like to see humiliation before me. Because you know what? I'm a human. I'm a mortal. You're a human. Subhanallah. Look at these people's respect and dignity. Unfortunately, so many of us in the crave of our wealth and our prominence, we want people to humble themselves before us. No, don't talk to me like this. Do you know I'm the boss here? Do you know I can lay you off now? Do you know the clout I have? You know what? Don't talk to me like this. We want to flex our muscle. What did Sayyidina Luqman say to his son? إذا دعتك ظلمتك إذا دعتك قدرتك على ظلم الناس فتذكر قدرة الله عليك. When your ego provokes you to exploit and abuse, then remind yourself Allah has much more authority over you than you have over this person who probably is seeking employment or seeking a favor or asking you for a loan. So Sayyidina Ali said, please write it. So he wrote on the floor, إني محتاج, I'm a destitute. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, okay, alayya bi hulla, you know, he asked for a uniform and a complete outfit. Hulla would refer to an upper and a lower garment. And then he gave it to the person and he said, here's something for you to clad yourself with. The man took it and then he praised Ali radiallahu anhu. Kasawtani hullatan tabla mahasinuha, fasawfa aksuka min husni thana hulala. إن نلت حسن ثنائي نلت مكرمة ولست تبغي بما قد قلته بدلا إن الثناء ليحيي ذكر صاحبه كالغيث يحيي نداه السهل والجبل لا تزهد الدهر في خير توفقه فكل عبد سيجزى بالذي عمل. سبحان الله. Arabic is just too amazing. He said, كَسَوْتَنِي حُلَّا, you've clad me with clothing. تَبْلَى مَحَاسِنُهَا, the beauty will fade one day. فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلَى, I will clad you with rich praises which will not wither or fade. And then he goes on to say, لَا تَزْهَدِ الدَّهْرَ فِي خَيْرٍ تُوَفَّقُهُ, don't stop performing the good that Allah has given you the ability to do. Whether people acknowledge you, compliment you, or ridicule you, فَكُلُّ عَبْدٍ سَيُجْزَى بِالَّذِي عَمِلَى, every servant will be compensated and rewarded for the good action he has performed or she has performed. My brother, if you greet a man, continue greeting him. Don't change your good habit because of his evil demeanor. My sister, if you are smiling to your sister, or to a fellow helper or domestic or assistant or anyone, and they might not reciprocate in a like manner, continue with your smile and your cheerfulness. Inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. That's the takeaway lesson for today. Verse 30 of chapter 18 from the 110 verses. Whatever good you do will not go unrewarded. So fill your reserves with good deeds, so that you can enjoy it in akhirah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.